All right, this is the episode, I believe, for Saturday, May 9th. So, this episode will be released that day. We are recording, I think, the Friday beforehand. Today's the 8th, and then tomorrow will be the 9th, so it'll be released tomorrow. Super excited and stoked for my second episode. Pumped is actually more of the right term or adjective. I have been wanting to do podcasting in forever, and so one thing that I've wanted to do on a podcast, or even if I did a YouTube channel, was do a book review. Some people call it a breakdown. Personally, I want to call it a summary of the book, because I am not breaking it down and tearing it apart. I feel like I need a round table and multiple people to do something like that, so you can comment down below if it lets you on the certain podcatcher you're listening through. If it does not let you comment, then call in. The link for the call-in is anchor.fm/legendslovers. So on that website, the link to call in will be there. It'll be message right next to, I believe, listening on Spotify. So check that out. If it does let you comment, that's a wonderful, wonderful thing. I have two rules for you guys. Make them good. Okay, so that's the first rule. And then the second rule, if you have a problem or you want to give me some advice, please try to give me advice in a not a condescending way. I really want this to be an uplifting environment. And if people are being really negative on comments, it's not really, I don't really want to come out of this podcast. I really want people to enjoy it. And even if they're reading through the comments and they're getting all this like hate and stuff, please message me. I mean, I'll listen to it. So if you have a problem, please, please, please let me know, in the nicest way possible. But with that out of the way, oh, one more thing. Last episode I released, I was just on Spotify. Now I am on Breaker and Radio Public. On the Anchor website, it says that I'm also on Google Podcasts, but the link doesn't work. And when I look the podcast up on Google Podcasts, it doesn't show up. So for those of you who are Google Podcast listeners, sorry, going to try to get that fixed. I'm also on Anchor, so if you're listening through Anchor, I'm through that as well. Please, 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 I hope you enjoy it. And so let's get into the summary of the book. So the first book I'm going to be doing, and I'm going to make this a series if I get good reviews, if people actually listen to this podcast. But the first book I'm reading is Star Wars The Old Republic, Revan. So this is a New York Times bestseller by Drew Karpyshyn. I believe I'm saying that right. It is a Legends novel. So Legends does not apply to the movies. That's how I think of it. Legends doesn't apply to the movies. I believe I talked about that last episode. But if I didn't, Legends doesn't apply to the movies. Canon does. EU, or Expanded Universe, I believe is as well Legends, but it's just really, really old Legends. Like books written in post 21st century. If I'm not, please comment down below if you can, or message me. I'm always open to more information. That's what I do. I literally absorb all the information and then I make my own headcanon. Stole that one from RFR. Check them out. Rebel Force Radio. Not sponsored. But anyways, so let's get into the summary. So the first thing we get is Dramatis Personae. So it says, Bastila Shan, Jedi Knight, Candorous Ordo, he's a Mandalorian mercenary, Darth Nihris, Dark Counselor, Darth Zedrix, X-E-D-R-I-X, so Zedrix, Dark Counselor, he's a human male, Darth Nihris is a female. Bastila Shan is a female as well, and Candorous Ordo is a human male. That was out of order. Apologize. Mitra Surik is a female Jedi Knight. Murtaugh is a male security chief. Revan is a human Jedi Master. He's a male. Lord Scourge is a Sith Lord. He's obviously male. And then Setchel is a Sith male advisor. And then T3-M4 is a astromech. I don't think I have to say he's a droid, but I'm going to say anyways. And so the next page is a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. And then it starts off with prologue. So the prologue, basically, it starts off with here, the darkness reigns eternal. There is no sun, no dawn, just the perpetual gloom of night. The only illumination comes from jagged forks of lightning, carving a wicked path through angry clouds. In their savage wake, thunder shreds the sky, unleashing a torrent of hard, cold rain. The storm is coming, and there is no escape. And then from there, Revan, his eyes like snap open, and he's wrenching, the nightmare wrenched him awake, and so this is a reoccurring dream. And then he starts reciting the Jedi mantra. There is no emotion, there is peace, which is weird because he does have a wife and love is an emotion, but I'm just saying. And so he's kind of wrestling with this. He thinks, he's like, is it a warning? Is it a memory? And he's just battling with this, and then he tries not to wake up his wife, and then Bastila Shan, that's his wife, she is awake, and she's talking with him, and so they kind of just discuss what he's seeing, and like, is it a dream, like, what is it? And to give context on this book, I'm gonna try giving context without spoiling the end of it, but Revan is a character from the Old Republic video game, Knights of the Old Republic, I believe. He's practically one of the main characters of the game. And so what happened was, is he was a Jedi. He kind of saw things differently. He was more a warrior Jedi than a peacekeeper. That was kind of like his section of the Jedi. They were more warriors, what we call guardians, which is weird because in Legends, guardians had blue lightsabers, and I don't know why on the cover he has a green lightsaber. Green lightsabers usually were Jedi Consulars and did not prefer to fight, but Revan did. Basically, they were under attack by Mandalorians, and so Mandalorians eventually were bested in combat by Revan's Republic forces, and Revan, at the final battle, battled against the current Mandalore, which is the leader of the Mandalorians, in one-on-one combat, and defeated the Mandalore. And from there, before he eliminated the Mandalore, he found out that the leader of the Mandalorians, had been reached out to by a Sith, and was like, I don't know, promised glory or riches to fight them, and so he goes in the unknown regions, and he becomes a Sith. They don't know how or why. Him and his apprentice Darth Malak do. And Revan and Malak are fighting against the Jedi and the Republic forces. And then eventually Revan is captured and he's basically mind-rubbed or brainwashed. And so he forgets most of his memories. He does remember, like, he's Revan, he's a Jedi, stuff like that. But he doesn't remember how he became a Sith, like what happened. And that's how he meets his wife. She captured him and brainwashed him and stuff. And so he then goes to fight with the Republic and defeats Malak. So basically, that's kind of where we are right now. They're finished the battle with Malak. I think I might have said too much with the Sith Lord. And at this point, he doesn't remember the Sith Lord. And that he and Malak were the only ones who knew about it. And since Malak's dead and he has been brainwashed, no one knows about the Sith Lord who contacted them. And supposedly the Sith are extinct. So this is kind of like hidden knowledge. Like, you know, he should share it with everybody, but he doesn't remember it. So that's an important key, but he doesn't know it yet in the book. So from here, it starts off with part one, chapter one. So it starts off with Lord Scourge. So he's a Sith Lord. And he has just arrived on Jamun Khas, summoned by the Emperor from his, what is it, tour in the military, I guess. He was on the outer regions of the Sith Empire. And so he's on the capital city, which at this time was Jamun Khas. And times before that, it was originally Korriban. And then when the Sith Purebloods moved to, I believe, Zyost. So that was their kind of main capital in that area. But then now at this point, Jamun Khas is the capital. And this is completely off of the Republic's charts. This is considered the unknown regions. So that's one thing that they the Republic doesn't know about. So all of this is going on behind the scenes. And then they have just been in a hyperspace war, or they had been in a hyperspace war against the Jedi. It's called the Great Hyperspace War. And the Emperor had risen up from the tattered ranks of the remaining Sith Lords to lead his followers on a desperate exodus to the farthest reaches of the galaxy, fleeing the Republic armies. So that's Scourge thinking to himself. And so they begin to rebuild the Empire. And this is... And then from here, it kind of goes on, and he's thinking to himself. In a small paragraph, it's like, another burst of lightning split the sky momentarily, illuminating the massive citadel that loomed over Khas City, which is the capital of Jamun Khas, Khas City. Built by slaves and devoted followers, the citadel served as both palace and fortress, an unassailable meeting place for the Emperor and the 12 hand-picked Sith Lords who made up his Dark Council. So that's one thing. You're honored to be on the Dark Council, but there's constant infighting. So, like, the top Sith Lords, I get top Sith Lords, I guess. And so he's like a full-fledged Sith Lord, and he is very confident. The Purebloods, so at this point, Purebloods are still, they've kind of been like, what is the word? They were very intelligent before the Dark Jedi or the humans came into their region. But once the Dark Jedi kind of like, I don't want to say infected them, but taught them more, they became more intelligent. And so in this point of the Empire, the Purebloods are like more higher power. Like the humans are like the next class. So it's Pureblood, humans... So Sith Pureblood and then humans, and then anything else is called an alien, pretty much. So the aliens are not really, like, respected. They're like peasants, commoners. And so he kind of is, he's summoned to, I believe, Darth Nihris. And he's noticing, I believe, like, bounty hunters. And he has then... I believe I'm still on chapter one, yes. He has come to Darth Nihris' citadel, I guess, and he has met with Murtaugh, which is the chief guard for Nihris' citadel, I guess. And around this moment, after some pleasantries have been exchanged, a speeder attacks them, and Scourge, over like 5 pages, dispatches them. But he does it with a prestige, I guess, sauce for the modern teenagers. He sauces them, basically, while eliminating them, and they don't exist anymore. And then chapter 2, basically, Scourge is led to Darth Nihris, and it actually, they wait for Nihris, and basically... Nihris is a council member, and she's trying to recruit Scourge, I believe, and just kind of, like, I believe, recruit him to slice some information, basically, from, a factory, droid factory. And so, from that point, he, I believe, is dispatched to do so. And then the chapter ends. So I am summarizing this. This is a rough breakdown. if you want to know more and you really like the breakdown, I would say I'll tell you when to stop when it gets too, like, spoiler. If you want to get the book and you don't want spoilers, I'll be like, this is when the spoilers start laying down. You should probably probably stop listening or skip ahead. So I will let you know what, maybe I might edit a time frame in there. I do not know when, like, a time frame you can skip to. If I do find one, I will let you know when we hit spoiler heavy content. But this book is called Star Wars: The Old Republic Revan, author Drew Karpyshyn. It was written in 2011, so Delray Mass Market Edition 2012. So it's a relatively new Star Wars book. The Legends ones are roughly, I'm noticing they're roughly 2014 and older. So that's a fun fact. I know I'm in the middle of summarizing it. But back to the summarization, chapter 3. I don't know, is it a summary or a breakdown? If you can comment down below, comment on this episode. If you can comment only on the channel, then that's different. But comment down on the episode. Chapter 3. So, Revan. It goes back to Revan. So now Revan is the main character of this chapter. And so he's in the galactic market on Coruscant. And he is trying to meet up with, I believe, Candorous Ordo, who is mentioned in another Legends series, I believe, the Republic/Imperial Commando series. I believe he's mentioned in book 2. I do not remember. It's in that series, though. But so he's T3, 4K, I believe, T3. It's like R2, you know, R2-D2, but instead we just call him R2. Yeah, T3-M4 is with him, and that's his droid. And so he is now in... Yeah, he meets up with Candorous Ordo, who is a Mandalorian, I believe, who kind of, like... You can't really quit, but, like, he's, like... Not, he's a mercenary. He's not, like, the Mandalorian warriors. He's not associated with the Mandalorians. He's just a bounty hunter. He's like what everybody thought Boba Fett was. Like, he's what Boba Fett is. He's basically a Boba Fett, but in Legends. Whereas in Legends, they're all, like, warriors, and they're still with, you know, the actual planet Mandalore, and they're, like, a race, which they adopt other species into their culture, like we see in The Mandalorian, but it's not as frequent. But, yeah, so they meet up with... Revan meets up with Candorous Ordo, and he basically recruits him to help him go into the unknown regions to, like, meet up with who he, like, kind of figure out his past and what he forgot. So he's really on this journey to find out what did he forget, what is he missing, is there a danger out there? And so that's one thing he wants to... He feels like there's a danger out there in the galaxy, and he needs to find it before it's too late. He's basically saving the Republic. And so from here, it moves on to Chapter 4. I'm going to try to be brief with this summary and then kind of give my opinion on the book in the last maybe. I'm going to try to keep it at 40 minutes. If you want me to make the episodes longer, if you can comment. If you can't comment, just like the episode, and I will, or just listen to it. How about that? Listen to it, and then I will make more. Chapter 4, it's talking about, Scourge, and I believe Setchel, who was the assistant of Darth Nihrus, he's kind of like a Lord Adras figure. So in the book Deceived, the Old Republic Deceived book, features Mongus and Adras. Mongus is kind of like a Scourge character who's, like, confident and strong in the Force. And then Setchel is a non-Force user. And then Adras is, like, a minor Force user. And they both get under the main character's, like, skin. that are like annoying and they know they are. So I think that's kind of what Setchel is giving off. Like that's what he feels. And so even the bad guys, like you feel like you're on the bad guy's side with them. Like, you know, oh yes, kick him off, get him out of the book or something. Like, you know, send him somewhere, get him disgraced, things like that. Like you don't like them. And so that's kind of what Setchel is giving off. But they're in a remote system, far from any major hyperspace lane. It's Hallion, Hallion, so Hallion. And so it's not really significant, but it's like a drone, droid factory. And so it's Yuxiel droid manufacturing plant. So they're trying to slice some information from it. And basically Satchel is the brains getting the he's kind of like Tech in the Bad Batch arc. He gets in there, he removes the information, they get out, but everybody else gets him in. Scourge is just there to get him in and get him out. And basically they're confronted, you know, there's always got to be a problem in pretty much every chapter. So the droids are trying to basically kill them. Actually, no, not basically. They are trying to kill them. And so they have to get out of that, and they end up slicing the information and getting out of there. So chapter 5, it goes back to Revan. He's visiting the Jedi Temple. So he rarely does that because he was like a disgraced member. And he kind of remembers what happened and whatnot. So he's not really big on the Jedi Order because remember, the Jedi aren't allowed to have attachments. So he and his wife are kind of both like disgraced or outsiders, but his wife is on the Jedi Council. So instead of being like Anakin and hiding it, she was upfront and open with it and managed to not get kicked out of the order. So I mean, it's kind of like a this is what could have happened to Anakin but didn't. For those of you who have watched the movies, if you haven't watched the Star Wars movies, I would highly suggest in doing so. But most people listening probably have. But anyways, so he's visiting the Jedi Temple on Coruscant. He doesn't do it much. He's, I believe, trying to recruit someone or get some information to help him and Candace Ordo into the unknown regions. He sees someone who he knew, and they like look at him weird. You know, like, oh, it's you, Revan. But basically, he's looking for something. He's just kind of thinking to himself about stuff that happened on Malachor 5, which I believe is featured in the Rebels series, and that's like the you see the Sith temple, like that looks like a holocron. And Vader and Ahsoka fight there, and you meet Maul and Kanan. Kanan Jarrus is blinded there, so that's just Malachor 5 is kind of like a it's like a Sith planet. It's kind of like a Legends version of Exegol. Maybe, I don't know. We haven't actually seen much of Exegol. But anyways, so he's searching for an old friend who he met in the war against the Mandalorians. So this is before he became a Sith Lord. I think her name is Mitra Surik. She's one of the characters in the Dramatis Personae. Yeah, Mitra Surik, but she has been exiled, I believe, or she cut herself off from the Force. So we move on to chapter 6. And so a week has passed since the mission on Hallion, and so Scourge, his wounds have been healed. He was wounded in the battle, cracked ribs, you know, nothing big. You know, just some cracked ribs. He's fine. Anyways, and so Darth Nihris, he's talking to Darth Nihris, and so he doesn't. At this point, he's developing a dislike for Setchel, so stuff like that. They go on talking. This is a there are some things. It's been a while since I've read this book. I've read it 3 or 4 times, and it's been maybe just under 6 months since I last read it. So I've read maybe 12 Star Wars books recently. Almost all of them I have read multiple times, except for one of them, which is Deceived, which I just finished recently. And I'm currently already reading another one called Outbound Flight, Timothy's On. It's kind of like an add-on to the Thrawn series. Plug in that one, even though I'm not summarizing it. I need to get on with the summary, so we're going to continue. So basically, they kind of like get into an argument, but he still stays with Darth Nihilus. She's kind of talking about Darth Zedrix and like rebelling, I believe. Something about Darth Zedrix. He's a counselor. He's been in the council for the longest time out of everybody. So I think they're kind of plotting like his demise, I would say. I don't really, I think that's where it is. They kind of discuss him. But they move on to chapter 7 after that. And I'm really telling you, this is a rough summary. So if you really think that you'll enjoy it, I highly recommend, if you have any slight interest in this book, check it out. I don't believe Amazon is doing book shipments right now, which I just recently heard. And I'm really sad because now I can't get my Star Wars books. But I got this book on Amazon, but I have seen it at Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, which are two bigger book companies. I've also seen it at, you know, secondhand stores and stuff like that. So check it out. Find it if you like it. Moving on to Chapter 7. It's been the second time that Revan was in space in a month. So not in space. He's in the space of the Dealer's Den, which is where he's meeting Kandor Sordo. So more plotting and stuff about out the unknown regions and getting this figured out and prepared. He's kind of talking about like doing it against the wishes of the Senate and the Council. Like, you know, this is his personal vendetta. He's not really a true like Jedi. Like, I feel like he's more like a Jedi Sentinel, who are more rogue and they do what they want, but they're a little bit different. That's kind of just his attitude right now, or his mindset. So they're kind of figuring that out, and then I really didn't see this much in this book, at least in the first part, but some books I know, they have like 4 or 5 6 sections in one chapter. And so the chapters are like 30 pages long, and there's only like 10 chapters, but it's like 400 pages long. So, you know, like stuff like that. But so now it moves on in the same chapter. Bastila, she's sitting in the living room when Revan gets home, and she was watching the holovid. And then Revan was wondering if she'd been waiting long. And then he really hadn't talked to her about his plans. And so then he's talking to her just about Kandor Sordo investigating Mandalorians and whatnot and getting ready for that. I don't think he mentions the Unknown Regions, but that's kind of what they're doing. And so they kind of just, again, they talk to each other, you know. I mean, like, what else are they supposed to do? And then they kind of, she drops the bomb on him that she's pregnant. So he's kind of like, he pulls an Anakin a little bit. Like, he's like, not like, oh no, this is a bad thing, but like, what? You know, he's like, he had some news. And then she's like, I have some news too. She's like, mine's bigger. And he's like, I bet you'd lose, he warned her. And then she's like, I'm pregnant. And Revan's like, And when he finally managed to speak, all he could say was, okay, you win. And so Revan's, like, talking about how he couldn't have noticed it. But he, like, not really physically, he wouldn't have like noticed it, but through the Force, you know, they're both Jedi, so they could feel it through the Force. And so he's talking about his dreams and going out into the unknown regions and whatnot. And so that kind of chapter wraps up. But they leave on the Ebon Hark. Hawk, not Hark. Ebon Hark. Hawk. And then they kind of just, you know, they go on an adventure. So chapter 8. Scourge is in, for some reason, how is it? Yeah, so he's in like some outskirts of Jarunga, the planetary capital. So he's crouched in shadows of a cramped alley. So he's kind of just, they're looking for something. And so the Murtaugh is whispered. He heard Murtaugh's voice. Team is in position. So they're going in to find, I think, the word UDM, a UDM plant again. So he's just kind of carrying out Nyriss's personal vendetta. Nyriss is technically actually, I believe she's a Twi'lek, Twi'lek, yeah, Twi'lek, Twi'lek. I believe she is, but she's on the council, so she's very powerful. And so he confronts her, and they talk to each other. I really am not getting into depth with what they're doing. I'm really more focusing on Revan. This chapter, there, she's going to show him up something, I believe. One sec. I'm going back to, yeah. And so, yeah, there, she's kind of like talking with him and stuff. And Scourge, the whole time he's having this conversation, is thinking, can I replace her? So that's like his mindset. He's like, forget, like, you know, he's like, I'm just doing this so I can replace you eventually. That's really his mindset. So chapter 9, we're gonna get into that now. All right, so we just got to chapter 9, and the episode's getting a little long, so I'm thinking about making you guys wait maybe half a week, just maybe a week, and then we'll get and finish up the rest of the novel next week. So we'll finish summarizing that one up, and I hope you guys enjoy it. Remember, find me on Spotify, Breaker, Radio Public, Anchor. Sorry to you, to your those Google podcast listeners out there. I'm gonna try to get that figured out. Please leave a comment. If you do, make it good or make it constructive criticism. I really enjoy all of that. And like I'm going to finish off all my episodes, may the force be with you.